everybody. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude. We, on the Morning Mix, we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. So if you want to know what's happening this weekend, if you want to hear some really cool live music, and you want to hear some other things as well, plus maybe a little special surprise, we're not going to even tell you about it. That's the only tease we're going to give you. Then stay tuned for the next hour. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, JW. So I'm Jude Wee.
Jude Wee.
I just liked that.
Ah. Oh, that's right, Jude Wee. That's right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day. Feels good. It feels hopeful. We're in the beginning of March, a very long March, so we can get a lot of things done. It's known as a long month.
Yeah. They also say that February goes out like a lamb but comes in like a lion, and that may be true with
March
some snow.
Comes in.
With
yes.
some big snow coming maybe Sunday night. We'll talk about that. We don't really know exactly what's going to happen, but we'll talk about what the National Weather Service is forecasting anyway. But
More exciting news.
Yeah, so tell us who's going to be on the show today.
Well, we've got a very musical show this morning. We're starting out with Chris Bender and Fastback. So Chris has played in Park City for a long time. Many people know him. Then we're going to be joined by Pure Prairie League. And then followed up by Rich Wyman. So lots of music on the agenda this morning.
Absolutely. Well, 23 degrees currently outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. And we will have a high today of 47 under mostly sunny skies. I'm going to ski again tomorrow, which is good. It's going to be mostly sunny. Actually, a high near 50, if you can believe it, for Saturday. But it's going to blow a little bit. We're going to have a south wind, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sort of a precursor to maybe some weather that we're going to receive on Sunday. Sunday, snow likely afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 49. It's going to be breezy, 25 to 29. We'll see what happens there. But gusts as high as 41. Will that affect lift operation or not?
Likely.
We will find out. But I don't want to... throw any dampers out there because you never, ever know. This is just a forecast. But the chance of precipitation will be 60%. That's one thing we know. And then new snow accumulation on Sunday, maybe not so much, but Sunday night, low around 17, chance of precipitation bumps up to 80%. New snow accumulation, 7 inches possible, maybe even a little bit more in the mountains. Monday, 40% chance of showers, of snow, excuse me. Mostly cloudy, 2 to 4 inches possible down at our elevation, 7,7200
feet. Skiing is just going to get better and better.
And up in the ski zone, as you approach, 8,500, 9,000 feet, it could be more. So we have some snow coming. It's been a wonderful season. I know spring is around the corner, but I think we're going to have a pretty cool March.
I think this month, people, whether you want spring, whether you want skiing, you're going to get what you want this month.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we have to get to our underwriters because I want to bring Chris Bender back here because he was tuning up in the green room and he sang a little song for us.
Oh.
He covered the first verse of a Springsteen song that he covered Sean Colvin covered. And we got to get him back on here. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages. Chris Bender, musical guest.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
The Utah Legislature meets for 6 weeks from the end of January till mid-March, and KPCW News will cover all major developments affecting the Wasatch Back and you. Reports from Capitol Hill and your lawmakers are brought to you by Tesh Law, real estate, trusts and estates, and general litigation since 1989. TeshLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with our guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs are available at parkcitymountain.com.
Welcome back. back to the Morning Mix. We are joined here live in studio with Mr. Chris Bender himself. Not the fast back with you this morning, but certainly not a slow morning for you, is it, Chris?
Nope. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, you were, as J-Dub was saying, you were warming up in the green room and chills head to toe. This is going to be a treat. This is going to be a fantastic treat. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
What have you got that you're going to play for us?
First up, I'm going to do a Fabulous Thunderbirds tune. It's called Where's Your Love Been?
This is live on the Morning Mix. Chris Bender, Where Has Your Love Been?
I know when you don't come home, you pack your love and you're gone. But then it won't be long, you wanna bring it on home. Your love is here for the season, then leaves for no reason. But this time before I let you in, where's your love been? Where's your love been? Where's your love been? Where's your love been? Well, did you happen to see somebody newer than me? Did you discover the loving ain't what you thought it would be? Your love is here with the wind, then you leave again. But this time before I let you in, where's your love been? You got to tell me. Where's your love been? Come on, baby. Where's your love been? Where's your love been? I think it's just about time we laid our love on the line. Now stop your running around if you intend to stay mine. Your love is here for the season, then leaves for no reason. But this time before I let you in, where's your love been? Come on, honey. Where's your love been? You got to tell me. Where's your love been? Where's your love been?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Wow. Yeah, the Thunderbirds were in town recently, weren't they?
They were. I went and saw them over at the Eccles Center. It was an awesome show.
Yeah, was it? Okay.
Definitely. Really good.
Yeah. They've been on. Wow, they were some road dogs, huh? They've been on the road forever.
Long time, for sure. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those guys.
Yeah. Okay. So tell people how they can get your music and maybe talk about some upcoming gigs.
Sure. I've been up at Stein Erickson Lodge now for almost 10 years. Play there every Friday in the Troll Hall and Lounge, 3 to 6. Thursdays and Saturdays, I'm at the Chateau up at Silver Lake, the Cena Lounge from 4 to 6. I've been out at the Myrtle Rose now all winter playing for Maxwell out there. 7 to 10 every Friday and Saturday night, and that's a new steakhouse in town. The food's great. It's an awesome bar. Super staff working there. It's just a great place to be. So
yeah,
I'm there on Friday and Saturday night. It's been fun.
Do you have a lot of regulars that show up every
you
week?
Know, lately I have had some regulars. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun out there. The locals are starting to figure it out because Maxwell's is always so crowded, and so people just go into the bar over there, and they look at the menu, like, hey, let's try some steak. And so anyway, it's been good.
Well, I certainly know Stein's is always packed, but when you go to the Chateau, I attended a meeting at the Chateau recently. I think it was around 5 o'clock, and I went into the bar afterwards. Oh, man, it was so quiet in there, but it's a little bit later it picks up?
You know, it's I've been there now 5 years,
okay.
And they've been trying to get it going. It's actually managed by Stein's.
Sure.
But this year has been the best it's been. There's been a steady crowd in there. People like the music. They have a full bar, good food. It's a great place for après-ski.
Yeah. Boy, it's getting tougher and tougher to find a parking spot here on Main Street or in China Bridge. I mean, there's so many people in town, and there's a lot of people up at Stein's and the Chateau and St. Regis and Montage. I mean, it's really gotten nutty, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the nice thing about Chateau is they have the underground parking.
That's right.
And it's a cool bar.
You
can just go in there and walk in. It's beautiful scenery. It's a beautiful place to hang out, and I think it's a bit of a secret for those who are local.
For sure.
So the band with Brad Armstrong and some other folks is Fastback, and you're playing a couple of songs with us as an individual contributor, as just a single musician, but you're going to play another song, and then we're going to play a song from your CD, The Music of Mountain Town Stages from Local Wonders. So we'll play a tune from there.
Awesome.
Actually, should we play that first and then have Chris come in and do the
sure,
third live?
Sure, if you're
one?
Ready, yeah. If
okay.
That's queued up, let's do that.
I think we are ready. Chris, can you introduce the song for us?
Sure, a song called I Wonder Why. It's off my CD, Fastback Sounds Healthy. Features Brian Hess on piano. Anyway, a lot of good music on this CD, so here we go.
Okay. This is from Chris Bender's CD, and when he comes back, he's going to play a third song live here in the studios.
Kissing and loving underneath full moon. I don't know why you're so doggone. sound so mean to me. I wonder why you're so mean to me. 'Cause I've been good to you, baby, kind as a man can be.
Ah, and folks, that was Chris Bender, and that was off of a CD. He played one live in the studio, and he's going to play another one live in the studio. Chris, tell us about that song. Did you write that?
I wonder why I did write that song. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's just based on some love, you know, stuff and things going on in my life at the time. So
great content
anyway,
in that love
stuff.
Yeah.
Always.
Mining.
All right, good. So what else are you going to play for us?
This is another one that's on the CD. I'll do acoustic version. Another original love-inspired tune. This is called Got to Get You Out of My Mind.
Got to Get You Out of My Mind. Chris Bender, live on The Morning Mix.
Gotta get you out of my mind, 'cause I think about you all the time. I go here and I go there, I still see you everywhere. You know I wish you would just come back, so we can get things back on track. Well, I'm sorry for the things that I said. Well, I must have been out of my head. Well, I'm sorry for what I did. Sometimes I still act like a kid. You know, I wish you would just come back, so we can get our lives back on track. Cause I'm missing you. Sometime, once I've got you out of my mind, I wanna lose these blues sometime. I gotta quit drinking all this whiskey and wine. I'm gonna lose these blues sometime, once I've drank you out of my mind. Cause I'm missing you. I'm gonna lose these blues sometime. I gotta get you off of my mind. You know I wish you would just come back, so we can get things back on track.
Chris Bender live in The Morning Mix.
And did you get things back on track?
Eventually down the road with someone else.
Way to go. Funny thing. It's funny how that happens.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. All right. So we can see you. You're going to have all of your everything listed on your Facebook page, which is the Chris Bender and Fastback.
Correct. Yes, I'll get to that. My social media skills are a little lacking, but we'll try to get all my gigs posted on there.
You've got one. So that's good. You can find him on Facebook, and there's a great little contact me now with your phone number that pops up, so you can get Chris and Fastback out for your gigs.
For sure. Private parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever. A musician will show up and play anything.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. We've been joined here in studio with Chris Bender. You can get more from him. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with weekend events and Pure Prairie League.
That's right. That's right. We're going to play a cover of Little Wing right now from Stevie Ray Vaughan. This, of course, is a Hendrix song. Here you go. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
JW here with Jude. We present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Joining us now live in the studio, Pure Prairie League, Mike Riley, bass and vocals, Scott Thompson, drums, percussion, and vocals, and Donnie Lee Clark, electric and acoustic guitars and vocals. Guys, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Good to have you. Boy, you know, we were just listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're all talking, you know, he's just a hack.
He's a hack.
Guy can't play guitar.
He couldn't play, you know.
He needs some lessons.
He needs some lessons. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so's Vince Gill. We were talking about him yesterday.
He needs a couple of lessons as well.
First things first, we need to talk about Scott's birthday. So Scott Thompson. Scott Thompson, it was his birthday yesterday, and the plan was, after last night's show, you guys were going to paint the town red. Did that happen?
Until 10 o'clock?
We painted it, sort of.
And how do you sort of? What color was the
we
town?
We grabbed some beers and some wine and went back to the hotel and sat by the fireplace.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Not a lot of painting. The spur
was just jam-packed full of people. So we thought, well, you know, maybe we should just... act our age.
The Spur is a great place to go.
It is. Yeah, we'll probably wind up there tonight. But we just thought, well, we'll start out taking it easy. And so we sat by the fireplace for about an hour yakking and, having a couple of cocktails and beverages. And it was nice because we had the whole thing to ourselves.
This little band of yours started in 1969, and you all have been just road dogs out there and just really, I mean, used to play hundreds and hundreds of dates. I think you're playing maybe 50 dates a year now?
That's about it. Yeah, 50.
Okay. Tell us about last night's show. And again, it's the Egyptian last night, tonight, and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. For the most part, sold out. There are some Pharaoh tickets available. So, you know, call the Egyptian and Park City Shows and or stop by the box office on Main Street.
And there won't be anything left after this show because people that don't have tickets are going to want them after this show.
After this radio.
There's five or six people that listen to the morning mix. and they're all in this room. So.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We're
last night's show was great, fantastic. We were here a year and a half ago and had a great time, and we were looking forward to these shows coming up here, and it went great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Did you try out any new material?
We did. We did. We've been working on a bunch of stuff, and especially when you're in a friendly environment, you know, we figured we're among friend and the front doors were locked, so we threw a few new songs at them last night and, you know, to try to gauge reaction and response, which was pretty amazing, pretty incredible.
Yeah. Really intimate spot, isn't it?
Very intimate.
Yeah.
As Mike says, it's like playing in someone's kitchen or something. We're up on the counter and...
Living room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we're up on the kitchen counter playing for them.
Yeah.
But yeah. As a listener, not a performer, it's a much nicer space to be in. I don't know if you would prefer to play in large stadiums, but
no,
the experience is just so personal.
Well, the whole thing is that once again, it's, you know, you can, in that close of a situation, you can actually talk to people and see who you're playing for and also gauge their response. But, you know, in a situation like this, we can also sort of explain how some of the songs came about. I mean, after 50 years, people sort of want to know, you know, are you sure that song Lucille Crawfield is about a pig? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then
great
we tell
trivia.
The story about it. And, you know, yeah.
Well, the thing is that we all identify with where we were and what we were doing when we hear these songs. I mean, they're iconics. And to hear your perspective on where the song came from and what it means to you and things that were going on in your life, it's just really great to share with the audience. It really connects everyone together, and it's fascinating.
Well, yeah. I think people want to sort of know. I mean, other than just bombastic rock and roll shows, you know, we're singers and songwriters, and you know, that's a whole different ilk than bombast rock. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not Kiss and we're not, you know, Pat Travers. We're Pure Prairie League, and so we play Pure Prairie League music, Pure Prairie League songs. We sing them and play them like Pure Prairie League.
Okay.
And have you ever done any of the Bluebird festivals? The Bluebird singer songwriters that come through Sundance.
Up here? No, no, we haven't.
On Zoom.
So
hint, hint.
We threw a little tease out at the beginning of the show, and we said that we had something special coming up, and we certainly do. I mean, Pure Prairie League is here with us in the studio, but we also have something very special. You're going to play a live version of one of my favorite songs. Can you tell?
What song would that be?
Indagata Davida.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Coming right up.
Can you tell us the history of this song and what it means to you?
Actually, the song was written as kind of a rock and roll song in the late 60s, and our mandolin player at the time came up with that opening riff on mandolin, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and so we kind of turned it into a more of a folky thing. There, you know, I don't want to disillusion anyone, but the word Amy, A-M-I-E, is the French word for female friend. So there never was anybody named Amy.
Ah.
I hate to blow that bubble up, but
just my bon female friend.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a girl that was sort of patterned. The song was sort of patterned after, which we will keep her identity, you know, sacred and secure. But you know, so many people have named their daughters Amy and their granddaughters Amy. It's just amazing. If we had a nickel for every Amy that was named after that song, we'd own this radio station.
All the Amys believe that they are the Amy, though.
Yes.
It's, the song is about them.
And who are we to burst that bubble?
Yeah, it's about them.
I believe all those Amys are the Amy. The Amy.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix live with Pure Prairie League, Amy.
Falling in and out of love.
In the morning mix, Pure Prairie League.
It's a little hard to get done when you've been
barely alive in the morning.
Barely alive in the morning.
You guys look good, by the way.
Yeah.
That is such an amazing surprise. Thank
Birthday
you.
Boy looks a little rough.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, considering.
Yeah.
He's older now.
Oh, he is older now.
Okay. And can run faster. There you go.
So we got some reports on last night's show. Tremendous. So you're playing tonight and tomorrow night. Same show. You're going to be going through... same sets and everything?
No, yeah. We mix it up.
Mix it up a little bit?
I mean, we'll do the stuff that everybody expects, but I know that there's going to be a few songs tonight that we didn't do last night. You know, tomorrow night will probably be the same way. You know, we just we play what we feel. We've got our set lists made out on our iPads, but I didn't even open my iPad last night.
You can all just riff together and go with the flow. Is there any song that just every single time you do it, even after all these years, that you just it just gets you?
Or you all just, of them
for me, all of them.
Yeah.
You know,
all
of them. I've wondered that if you just kind of get to the point where you initially, you know, start to go get stuck in it, and then it resurfaces for you.
We never really play the songs the same way every night. I mean, for the most part, they're pretty much the song, but. We like to play. I mean, you know, as
Clarity.
Musicians, yeah. So we it's always something different.
We never know how it's going to come out. You know, just.
And you're still 50 shows a year. That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's two weekends a month and a month during the summertime. We're like the National Guard of country rock.
Mike Riley, bass and vocals. Scott Thompson, drums, percussion, and vocals. Donnie Lee Clark, electric and acoustic guitars and vocals. Pure Prairie League. Thanks for joining us in the morning mix. Break a leg tonight and tomorrow night, and we look forward to the shows.
I think at our age, it's more like break a hip.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
All
for
right.
having
Thank
us.
You.
Yeah, great to have you.
All right.
I can't see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. Now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own, but I guess I was wrong. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can't you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Is it take too long, you see? Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Thought before, just fade it in the gray. And can't you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. So take a good long look and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you.
Welcome back, folks. Morning Mix here. JW here with Jude. We're going to do some weekend events for you. For something totally different, MOTUS, acronym for Musicians of the Utah Symphony After Dark. They'll be doing a stripped-down and casually elegant symphonic performance late night at OP Rockwell tonight, $9. $5 to get in. Money goes towards this big Haiti trip that they have the end of the month. All these musicians are paying for their own airfare, and they're paying for their own stay, and they're also paying for 30 or 40 kids from Haiti to stay in a hotel when they're teaching them and instructing and showing them different things with their symphonic instruments.
And all that information is online. You can get that at the website. And then we've got the Red, White, and Snow events that are happening throughout the weekend, the benefit for the National Ability Center. So those are, many have sold out, but I'm sure you can still get into some. So
Park City Film Series, they'll screen Naruto Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights at Jim Santee Auditorium.
And Moki will play Opry Ski Payday Deck at PCMR on Saturday, and the Zolotones will be at the Canyons Village.
Lidia Yukanovich will perform Saturday night at the Eccles Center. Lidia, if you're listening, I hope I didn't butcher your name.
Lettuce will be at Park City Live on Saturday night.
How come I got all the tough names today?
Country Lips. That is a tough one.
Country Lips is tough. And they'll be at the State Road Tavern in Camas also on Saturday night.
And then in Heber this weekend, the Tippinogus Valley Theater presents The Trial of Alice in Wonderland. It's 7, Friday and Saturday, and also on Saturday at 3 p.m.
And finally, the UVU Rodeo taking place this weekend at the Wasatch County Events Center. It starts Friday night at 7 o'clock, runs again on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. And just a heads up, Heber Valley Tourism has changed their website, and it's actually more navigable than it was before, and not that it wasn't before, but it just seems a little more straightforward. So go to Heber Valley Tourism. If you're not listening to the radio, listening to our program, and you want to find out what's happening in Heber Valley, all their stuff is right there on the front page. So we'll just pull down the cheesy music. It's not actually that cheesy. And we want to welcome our next guest to the program, Rich Wyman. Now, he's been sort of a iconic, long-time musician here in Park City, but then he went big time. And he's been playing with a whole bunch of people, including touring with Air Supply and recording with Eddie Van Halen, doing his own stuff, with opening for Alanis Morissette and the Goo Goo Dolls, and also performing at various locations in Las Vegas, the Venetian, the Wynn, the New York, etc. Rich Wyman, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Boy, I'm exhausted after doing your introduction.
Well, you had just read a lot of stuff before that, too. My stuff was a little easier.
Yeah.
So Eddie Van Halen, huh?
Yeah.
I've heard he can play the guitar a bit.
Yes, he's an amazing guitarist and a great guy.
Wow.
We actually, what is now Flanagan's used to be Pop Jenks.
Yes.
And that's where he came and saw me play back in the 90s.
Where you were discovered.
Yeah. And it was a great night, unbelievable night. We actually had dinner before the show together. I was introduced by his brother-in-law, David Bertinelli, who used to be a ski instructor here. So when Ed and Val came to town, we all had dinner together. And then I had to leave early because I was playing at Pop Jenks. And I went up to the manager and I said, "Don't tell anybody, but Eddie Van Halen's coming in to see me play tonight." And of course, within like 15 minutes, the place was absolutely packed. And
I would be there too if I got that kind of a tip. And that was before social media.
Yeah, that was just word of mouth up and down Main Street. The place filled up within like 15 minutes. And I wasn't sure they were going to come or not. And I got up on stage and sure enough, David walked in and I was like, "Man, they're here." I was like so excited.
David Lee Roth?
No, David Bertinelli.
Oh, David Bertinelli. I know. That was before. I got a little excited.
And was Val there too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Valerie and Bertinelli.
They came in and I just played like a 90-minute set on fire. And everyone in the place, they were all locals. They were all there. There was so much
great
love
energy
in the room. And the support for me was incredible. And I got done and walked up, and Ed just came up and gave me this big kiss and said, "Man, you know, that was amazing. How can I help you?" And that began like a 5-year relationship where I became really good friends with him. You know, I'd go on vacations with them and stayed at their place, various places they had, and we became really good friends. And I was best man at David's wedding, so we were pretty tight for a number of years. And that's when we worked on our recordings together that became my second album, Fatherless Child.
Mm-hmm.
And so he plays on 3 of the songs on that album.
Okay.
And that's that album led to breaking Europe for me and a record deal over in Europe, et cetera, et cetera.
Being a musician and playing the local scene in Park City and the surrounding area, I mean, we have some really wonderful venues, small, intimate venues. The people are really cool. The people are really supportive of the musicians. Tell me, though, what it's like moving from Park City stages to stages worldwide. What's, you know, just tell us about that whole scene.
Well, I guess it depends on the stage, you know. Every stage is different, you know. Every night is different. That's what keeps it interesting. I love coming home to play and playing for the locals and playing for people I know. It's always great to come home. But I'm on the road probably 150 shows a year. Tonight I'm in Nevada this weekend. Then I go to Colorado this week. And then next Monday I head to Europe. I will say this, when you play in a tourist town like this, especially during the peak season, or a town like Las Vegas, you're playing for tourists. So every, I always like to say every week, you play for a different crowd. You know, when you're in Vegas, it's just this constant stream of new people coming through. And that's one of the reasons I left New York City and came here, was that I could play the same place all winter. When I first came out here, what is Zoom used to be the Depot. And I played there four nights a week, every week, Thursday through Sunday. But every week I had a whole new audience. So that was playing for tour in a tourist town, that happens. But Park City is unique because we have so many locals. You know, playing all across this country, I will say, playing Texas. I've been playing Texas a lot in the last couple of years. And while politically I don't discuss anything with the people there because I'm left, and they tend to be more right.
And those could be colorful conversations these days, because we're only a little bit divided in this country.
I know.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Park City reminds me of the Love Boat. You know, the boat sails every week with a whole new group of tourists on the boat,
Captain Isaac.
Then you've got, you know, the captain and the this and the that, and that's us locals,
right? Yeah. Right,
Julie McCoy.
You know, so we're here on the boat, and we're here every week, but the boat sails every week with a whole new group of tourists.
Right.
But I was saying that, so the Texas audiences, I love. They're very gregarious and very vivacious and very loud and boisterous. I love playing in Texas. The people there are really just fun people, as long as we don't talk politics. And
unless you're in Austin.
No, it's all over. I love the Texas. They're big music fans, and they're not afraid to get up and scream their heads off and come up and give you, you know,
a lot
really,
of music
really let you know.
Austin.
A lot of energy all over Texas. Been playing a lot, you know, all over. And like I said, I'm going to Europe, and every country I play in Europe is a little different too. You know, we're going to Holland. My wife and I, Lisa Needham and I, are doing a tour for 2 weeks in the Netherlands. And the audiences there are really interesting in Holland. They really listen intensely. And once they learn your songs, they sing along with every word. So it's really great to get up and sing your music, your original music, and have people singing along with every word. I find that when I go to Ireland, they like to hear covers more there. So the people in Ireland love to sing along to songs that they know and love. And this trip, we're also going to Italy and Paris. So it'll be interesting to see what people are like there. I haven't played there yet.
I heard a live version of a Led Zeppelin song that was played somewhere in London. And at the end of the song, there was just this little light clapping. And I don't know if it's the proper British. I don't know if it was that particular night or if they've changed it all. But I've heard other reactions by British crowds, and it seems to be very subdued. Is that true, or maybe not?
Well, I haven't played England in a long time. I played Ireland. But I don't know. You know, when I was in, last time I played in England, it was actually a private party at somebody's house. So everybody there was pretty enthusiastic. But, you know, I think the British have a reputation for being a little more reserved.
It's interesting how you can just pick up the personality of an entire culture with as a musician. So it's the micro and the macro level of just observation.
I always say I love traveling. And when you travel as a musician, you really get to see places differently than as a tourist, because they take you in like family. And, you know, people come up and just say, well, what are you doing tomorrow? And they'll take you around, and as a friend, you know. And I have friends overseas that are like family. You know, I go over there for weddings and stuff, and I've had friends from overseas come here to Park City and stay with me.
Doing this show, I feel like it's such a treat, because I get to meet people on such a personal level. It's really wonderful. I've enjoyed this very much.
You know what I forgot all about was that we wanted to play one of your songs, and we're almost out of time. We're going to at least get half of this in, and then we'll be back with some final comments. We're having a conversation with Rich Wyman. This song is titled "Everybody Loves You." Can you introduce the song for us?
This was recorded in New York with some wonderful musicians, and I wrote it just one late night, feeling really sorry for myself and kind of having the just kind of down, you know, late at night, feeling kind of lonely, and just wrote it to cheer myself up.
Rich Wyman, Morning Mix. The song is titled "Everybody Loves You." It's the cheer up song.
Everybody wishes that you get a life. Don't you know?
Support for KPCW comes from the Waterford School, Utah's secular independent school, enrolling students preschool through grade 12. Waterford is a safe, inclusive community welcoming students from all backgrounds. At Waterford, students are encouraged to explore their interests, form lifelong friendships, and discover new opportunities. Visit waterfordschool.org to schedule a tour. The Waterford School is a nonprofit organization.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to NPR, but we're going to hear a little bit more from Rich Ryan.